I still say the best thing Christian Arcan's done for this show so far over a month and a half, and by the way, it's the WEEI afternoon show here, 2 to 6, is come up with this open. He picked the song for this open, and I love it. It gives me a little boost of energy, like a Drake May touchdown pass every time I hear it coming out of a break. If you're watching on Twitch, you see that face is not Christian Arcan, and if you're listening on the radio, you know that this voice is not Christian Arcan. Christian Arcan, a little under the weather today. His throat broke from yelling at me about Jeremy Swayman and everything else that he yells at me about day after day.
I just don't trust this team being able to Elliot Wolf. I'm angry.
The trust the team part is very accurate. He says that about every team, the Patriots, the Red Sox. He doesn't trust anything these owners do, which, to be fair, there's some reason to question the trustworthiness of some of this ownership and leadership groups. But that voice you just heard was not Christian Arcan. It's Nick Fitzy Stevens. We have a little six rings pod duo here for the first couple hours this afternoon, and then Fitzy will pass the torch to old friend, old host here in this time slot, Megan Ottolini, fresh off a stint at Gillette Stadium, where she got some interesting audio from Pop Douglas. And I think that was interesting audio right there, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Gerard Mayo promising changes in this election season. 2 weeks to go until we make a change in the White House. And he is... 3 weeks to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, 20 days and counting.
Son of a bitch. 3 weeks
and
to
also,
go.
Andy, fascinating little nugget. The NFL, brazen, brash, and braggadocio-filled as they are, decided to keep, and I know we're going to talk to Adam Schefter about this later here in the 3 o'clock hour, but they decided to keep the freaking NFL trade deadline as November 5th.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you more interested in?
617-779. Yeah.
Trade deadline or White House?
Yeah. I think that's ridiculous. First of all, the NFL trade deadline is way too soon. Every other league has it at least two-thirds the way through, if not three-quarters of the way through the season. They continue to just drop it halfway through the season. But you may have like a catastrophic injury in week 10 or week 11. Like, obviously, things worked out for them, and that's why I'll never be able to stop stabbing from hell's heart at Doug Peterson. But back in 2017, when Carson Wentz went down, don't you think they would have liked to have been able to just monitor the waivers or the market to see if they could have pulled in another quarterback? This happens to teams left, right, and all around. And if there's a roster anyone would possibly want to vulture from, if there's a late season injury, wouldn't it be the Patriots?
I'm not so sure how many players they'd want to vulture from the Patriots roster, because I'm not sure how good those players are, and are they ready to join a chase for a postseason bid or potentially a Super Bowl run? Because we've talked about this roster not that great. But anyway, even with a not great roster, Gerard Mayo is threatening changes. Gerard Mayo is threatening changes based on the mistakes, the penalties, the just undisciplined play from recent weeks, because they continue to beat home things in practice and in squad meetings on Saturday night, and then same old mistakes get made on Sunday. And last week it was a beaut, you know. I've really gotten to like, so they played six games this season. I believe two of them they've had a penalty on the opening kickoff because one player on that team didn't know the new kickoff rules where you can't move until the ball lands, and they tell
in
you
the
you
landing zone.
Yes, the landing zone.
The drop zone, whatever the hell the name of that Wesley Snipes movie was. Yeah, last week it was Taki Taki,
yep,
who had just come back on the roster. And
no
I
more Taki Taki.
I forget who the other one was. But
it was Del Pettis, I believe, earlier in the year, young defensive back.
Right, who's been pressed into more active duty given the rash of injuries and issues, if you will, at the safety position. But as far as what Mayo said, expecting more lineup changes.
And yeah,
we have to put the best team, put our best foot forward, best roster out there. Well, not necessarily, because sometimes your best lineup would be guys that won't be playing, but they're hurt or they're committing way too many penalties, and they're gonna have to, like, and now there's more injuries this week as well. So there's no way possible that the New England Patriots anytime soon will be putting their best roster possible out there.
David Pasternak is going to play for the Patriots?
No, it's dreaming big in the wide world of carbohydrates. Nothing's impossible, Andy. I'm talking like, you know, you got to put on Wenu back at right tackle because the tackle situation is just brutal at this point. As much as you see him as a guard, as much as you like him as a guard, you're probably going to have to kick on Wenu back out at right tackle. The left tackle situation, 6 games, 5 left tackles, 8 different offensive line combinations, is positively ghastly. I don't think there's anything I could watch on the Dork Horror Movie Rundown or the Max app later on tonight that'll be scarier than the thought of a different offensive line lineup going into Week 7 this week. But they got to find a way to get some of the players that the Devon Godshows of the world have accused of taking time off or not being fully focused and committed out there. Like, that's your one job. Be focused, committed, and play your ass off.
So let me ask you a question. So you bring up a definite possibility that Mike Onwenu could bounce back out to right tackle. Demontre Jacobs was a penalty guy. Demontre Jacobs was a guy not making enough plays.
And he can bounce right back to the practice squad.
Yes, indeed. And they'll find somebody else on the practice squad or somebody else's practice squad that may or may not be any better, and they'll play this game all year long on the offensive line. Is that what you think it is, or do you think it runs deeper? Will there be more than that? Could we see more substantive or noticeable changes? Because, you know, the way he said it was almost like, I got to prove a point. You know, I got to prove these guys, we're 6 weeks in, they're not listening, so I got to prove a point. I don't think Mike Onwenu moving to right tackle really proves a point to anyone other than, I guess, Demontre Jacobs, but I don't think anybody else will care.
It proves a point to Drake May that they want to try not to get him killed.
Sure, but are there others? I know, and I wanted to go back because I don't believe Christian Ellis started last week, and he's a young linebacker that's been on the rise a little bit, and I wondered if he could enter the starting lineup because Gerard Mayo today was very harsh. Yeah, he did. Christian Ellis did not start last week. He's my prediction. I think Christian Ellis is going to start for Raekwon McMillan at linebacker this week.
He's had a tough go this year. He is not. I mean, I know the guy.
He's always
is
hurt.
Happy to have the gig, but he's missed 2 of the last 4 seasons with ACL injuries.
It takes
he's
a toll.
Always banged up. It does. There's a cumulative toll that this has taken on the guy, and maybe in this particular case, you just have to play somebody whose greatest ability is availability or health as well. Josh Uche, has not performed very well. He may have to take a seat. I'm not even sure if they have that many available defensive ends they could play in his place. You're gonna see the secondary stressed even further now that Marcus Jones is dinged up, and of course you've got your safety issues. It's a problem everywhere. How about Antonio Gibson? Let me ask you this. People accused Antonio Gibson. Ramondre's dinged up again. I'm not even sure if he's going to travel, let alone play. So that would thrust Gibson possibly back into the RB1 role. Yet he was accused last week of kind of tap dancing at the line.
He looked like Danny Amendola on Dancing with the Stars back there. It was terrible.
Minus the bedazzled jersey.
And the hot woman with him.
Could you possibly see... I don't know. Could you possibly see Kevin Harris get a start or Terrell Ooh. Jennings or
My guy Kevin Harris.
You can't spell legendary without leg day, which obviously he has never skipped.
His jeans, special
who knows?
Order.
I mean, why not? Why? And also, I'm with Brian Hines, who tweeted out a little while ago in response. I shared this with you in text on the break as well, but Brian Hines, who covers the Patriots for a couple different spots.
57 websites. Get it? Hines 57.
Hey, yeah, well done. He said, you know, why not this week, especially against the Jaguars, why not start Jaheim Bell and Javon Baker? Why not just see what you have in these guys? You know what you have in Austin Hooper already. KJ Osborne is we all know he's supposed to be a terrific person, save somebody from a burning car. However, he's not a very good NFL wide receiver.
Yeah, but that's not a change because he didn't play last week. He was dressed and did not play. He was an NBA.
He was an HDNP, a healthy did not play.
Absolutely. DNPCD, coach's decision. Oof. You didn't go there, so I'm going to go there thanks to the text line, the 603. Sit Polk, P-O-L-K.
Wow.
And I don't necessarily disagree with it. And it's not just about the drops. It's not just Gerard Mayo discussing that he needs to get over this mental hurdle or whatever he said earlier in the week. Gerard Mayo brought up his blocking. And I've always thought, much like a running back, whether you're running well or not running well, if you're not pass protecting, it's the fastest way to get to the bench other than fumbling. A wide receiver, okay, are you catching the ball anyway? You're getting open, whatever. But if you're not blocking, if you're not putting in the effort, and blocking is like defense in basketball, it's really about want to. It's about effort. And if Polk is not putting in the effort blocking, I would absolutely bench his butt and take him off the field because he has not contributed anything. And I also don't feel like I have to give up anything, right? We have DeMario Douglas, we have Booty, and we have Kendrick Bourne.
Who's playing very well. Kendrick Bourne is waiting for his moment. That's why maybe you put a big guy like Baker out there in a game that we're expecting a lot of points because you have the 28th ranked defense against the 32nd ranked defense. Like, that's usually when points, that's usually when points score. That's, these are usually, these are crowd pleasers, Andy. This is like $2 pitcher night. It's not going to be a great beer, but guess what? There's going to be plenty of it served.
I like your plan for post show tonight for Andy and his family. Cheap beer is for me, because we talked about earlier, I'm cheap. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls talking Patriots. If you have any predictions as who's going to get benched this week, is it a simple moving of Mike Onwenu back to right tackle? Is Polk on the potential cutting block, one of the linebackers? Could we see four, five, six different guys as Gerard Mayo tries to find a lineup that might be able to win in London? Do you want them to win in London? And we'll also look into potential and upside for this Patriots offense. That's right. We're going to do a 325-ish positive segment about the Patriots, thanks to Pop Douglas, who feels a little something brewing in the Patriots offense. 617-779-7937. This is the afternoon show on WEEI, and this is Stiz with What's Trending.